and now I'm having anxiety.
Well, let's do a little flashback. Let's take it back to, I think it was last week, and this conversation went down here on Joe and Mackenzie. Gotta ask Mackenzie, when it comes to wings, are you a bone-in or bone-out kind of lady?
I don't even know what that means.
Like, do you like boneless wings?
I don't have wings very often.
What? Hold on. Wait, so you don't
what
you don't
is
like,
bone
you,
does that mean no bones?
Yeah, like boneless, like where you can just cut into it, eat. It's almost like a small little chicken breast. Or you have like where the bone's there and you just eat around it.
I would like to dippy, I guess, and eat off the bone.
Comes
I
with
don't
celery
know.
Sticks.
Do you like chicken tendies?
Yeah.
Then you probably would be a boneless kind of girl.
Okay, then boneless, I guess. But it could be kind of fun to eat around the bone. I don't know. I don't have chicken wings ever.
Now we're back into reality.
Your
it's Joe
faces
McKenzie.
Were so shocked. I mean, I've had nuggets, obviously.
They're not,
I've had
McKenzie.
Like chicken sticks.
You had chicken tendies, but they're not the same. Am I wrong here, guys? Chicken wings are totally different than chicken tendies.
They are okay. So different and so much better.
Yeah.
So basically what happened, there's this guy, his name is James Jones. He's the owner of His Place Eatery. It's like a chicken and waffles, ribs and soul food place.
Oh, yes. Yum. I've heard of this place,
Get
actually.
Get my belly.
He heard that you had never had wings, so he brought some in right now.
What?
And for the first time, and to honor the Super Bowl coming up this weekend, Mackenzie is going to try chicken wings.
Because okay. Chicken wings are like the big thing. They say like out of all the things people like to eat, that's the most people in America like wings.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've been around people eating wings, like to different places, establishments. I just, I never go for them.
This
would be fun for
wings.
Breakfast.
Make sure you smell it before you try it, because what if they're tricking you and they got like the hottest
it is,
flavor
no,
in the world?
I actually don't know what it is.
Okay,
oh my gosh, so we have a
whoa!
Whole plate of
what
wings.
That?
Is there a boneless and a bone-in?
It actually smells delicious. There's tons of, they brought in like three
well, duh.
Platters.
Mackenzie, pork chops set this up. You know why?
It smells excellent.
Leftovers for chops later.
Yeah. Oh, this looks like fried chicken.
Oh
yum.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh-wee. Whoa.
All right, pork chop, bring
this
it on over here.
Smells so good.
Oh, and we got mac and cheese too?
What?
Have you ever had mac and cheese?
Yeah, I've had mac and cheese. Or maybe I should say I haven't. Wait, let me go try that. Never
All
had
right,
that before.
Mackenzie, are
wow.
you ready? Liv,
this is like
the web
a feast.
Girl is going to feed you.
What?
Ooh.
I mean, I'm not going to feed you.
Very seductively.
Just put it by
you. Like, yes, thanks,
but,
girl.
On. I'm going to get my camera.
These
out.
Look awesome. So this is just like fried chicken.
No, yeah. Wings, Mackenzie.
I mean, basically.
All right.
Which
try.
One should I go for? So these are bone in.
There's a bone, yes.
Okay. Wings.
Okay.
You tell us.
Shh. Ooh.
Oh, delicious. It's really good. It's like fried chicken.
It
you
is.
Do you feel like you've been missing out?
Yeah.
You feel like your life has been empty forever, and
yes.
now you finally have filled a void?
Oh my gosh, this is
Dang,
really
Mackenzie
good.
Mackenzie is like this gentle little creature, and now she's like...
I'm like the minions when they turn purple. This is really good.
See, we are changing lives here this morning on Joe and Mackenzie because that is something you've never tried, you've never done.
And you tried for so long not to try it, and now you finally did.
They're really crispy and warm and hot. This is... Really
Are they
good.
Juicy?
Juicy.
Oh my gosh. Once again, Chops, who can we thank for helping Mackenzie try some actual chicken wings?
Thank you so much to James Jones. He is the owner of His Place Eatery. It's chicken and waffles.
You guys need to try this.
Ribs and soul food. Mackenzie, for the first time, wings. You're going to eat some
Oh my gosh. This
Super
is amazing.
Bowl?
I've been missing out. Yes. Like, I'm going to take this whole platter. These are delicious.
Oh, pork chops. Like, no, I thought she wouldn't like them and I could have them all.
No.
Oh my goodness. They're delicious.
But this brings up to
You guys try one.
Oh, I will. This brings up to I got to make because my hands are going to get all greasy. This is such a good question, though. And hopefully
so
you can
good.
Join in for this.
Oh my gosh. Pork chops dropping.
Dude, can you please not get
everywhere.
The chicken everywhere?
Oh,
Aren't
wow.
those amazing?
833-563-2539. What have you never tried in your life? It could be a food thing. It could be an activity, like something that you've never done, but that you want to try. Because I know I have something. I'll tell you in a second that I've never done that I'd love to try. But maybe we could actually try to do some of these things.
We
want to
help you make your dreams come true. Because here's the deal. Life, it's not a dress rehearsal. You really need to get on with doing the things you've always wanted to do. So we want to know, what
chew,
do you want to do?
Dude, chew your food. You're going to die.
Dude, also, the way Pork Chop is manhandling this chicken is so bizarre. I'm going to put it up on our Instagram, @ Joe Mackenzie.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Mackenzie, but I was worried he was going to choke.
Is that how normal people eat wings?
No.
He's eating it so
Dude, he's like eating the bone. You don't eat the bone, Pork Chop. 833-563-2539.
He's ravenous over here.
We'll talk to you next. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and we just were talking about what have you never tried or done in your life. McKenzie just tried some chicken for the first time. She never had a chicken wing.
That was great for breakfast.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. See, your life has been changed forever. But what about you? 833-563-2539. Maybe we can all do this together. What have you never tried? What have you never done? We're not even going to laugh at you, but I bet there's somebody listening that has not done something. You're like, what? You've never done that?
Yeah, I want you to shock us. 833-563-2539.
Because that's what you did, McKenzie. When you said you never had tried like a chicken wing or like not boneless, not with the bone, like what?
Right, like I've had strips, I've had nugs.
Chicken tendies, yeah.
But I just never go for wings.
Oh my gosh, I think you'd fall in love with it after today. All right, Pork Chop, let's kick it off with you. What is something that you have never tried or never done that you'd like to try?
I have never had Red Lobster.
Oh, cheesy biscuits? You've never experienced
Cheddar
those?
Bay biscuits?
Oh,
never.
So nope. Good. People go there just for those.
Well, I mean, you all know I don't like seafood, so why would I go to Red Lobster?
That blows my mind that you don't like seafood.
My boyfriend has a gift card to Red Lobster that he's been trying to use for like a year, but I've never been either.
No way.
Yes, and I feel like there's not a lot that I would be able to eat
right?
there.
The biscuits.
So my boyfriend should take you out
what?
With his gift card so you can try it for your very first time.
I mean, I've got other ones. If this is, you want to manifest things. I've never been paintballing. You want to get me paintballing, Liv?
That's pretty expensive.
Why is that? Well, why is that? Because you want to play like Call of Duty or what?
I don't know. I've always, maybe. I like paintballing. I've
it
never had a pedicure.
It hurts really bad.
Yeah, I always see people with bruises. So
yeah, it hurts like really
But it
really
is
bad.
Fun though if you can handle the pain. It's a pretty cool
you
thing.
You can handle the pain.
So Chops kicks it off with that. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? Is there anything that you've ever wanted to try that you never tried or do that you'd like to do in life one day?
Yeah, so I would love to try escargot because I've never tried escargot before, which is like snails, which is a French delicacy. So I really want to try that before I die.
Nope. That always reminds me pretty well when she's like slippery little suckers.
Yes. So I really want to try that as like food wise. I mean, I feel like I've tried everything other than that. I really want to go skydiving. I've wanted to go skydiving since
Ooh.
I've been 18 years old. I've been so close to actually doing it, but between my mom and my boyfriend, they like won't allow me to do it.
How about indoor? Have you tried those?
Like no, but that's not the same. Like
you
I want to jump
deal.
Out of a plane
I don't
and
know.
Soar through the sky.
I don't know. If they got you high enough, then just magically turned off the air, it'd be kind of scary.
I know, those are crazy.
I know, but I really want to, I'm hoping I can do that within like the next 2 years really badly. And
I hope Jewel Daddy's listening because that would be such a fun surprise.
I know it would. And he's so paranoid. And I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, let me just do it. And then I also have always wanted to start a YouTube channel. I'm obsessed
what would your channel
with
be?
YouTube. I just like a vlog, like a daily vlog about like my life and then like
the Kardashians.
Also some working out and things like that.
You should totally go for it.
I'm obsessed with YouTube.
What
so
about
like,
this?
Close to me.
I kind of like that. And I know it sounds like more work for everybody. So please bear with me, McKenzie and Chops. What if we did, not to take away from you, a Joe McKenzie thing where we do it like once a week, we put up a video. So maybe you'll do a video 1 week, McKenzie
like,
will do
what
something.
What would we do? Like
whatever
a vlog?
We want. Just like, yeah, like a vlog. Like, this is my life. What's going on? Whatever we think is
People
interesting.
People tell me all the time that I just need a camera crew to follow me everywhere because I just, like, the craziest stuff happens to me on the daily.
That's what I'm saying.
I could fill a reality show.
Well,
I
if
really
you
could.
Do make a channel, whether it's for Joe McKenzie
right.
or yourself, let us know. Maybe we could check it out. We'll
okay.
subscribe to it.
Okay.
Okay. McKenzie, did you have anything else besides, because you didn't necessarily say you wanted to try chicken. We wanted you because you said you never had it. It blew our mind.
I want to go to Australia. I've never been to Australia.
Crikey.
And I mean, obviously, recently, obviously with the fire, so mm-hmm. that's going to probably set me back a little bit. But I always have wanted to hold a koala. I've never held a koala bear. People are like, they're ferocious. I don't care. I think they're adorable and I really want to hold one.
Don't they have like an STD or something?
I don't care. I just think they're so cool. Ever since I was a little girl, I would carry around with me a little stuffed koala. So it's been on my bucket list.
Okay.
What about you? I can't wait to hear Joe's.
All right, well, go look at some calls, and then
okay.
I'll try to get mine in. 833-563-2539. Kayla is on Joe and McKenzie. Is there something you've never tried that maybe you'd want to do?
For the longest time, I've never had mashed potatoes before.
What?
Yeah, until just recently.
What'd you think?
It was really good, but I've always had this thing where if it didn't look good or smell good, I wasn't eating it.
Well, that's a good theory. That's a good way to live your life. I would stick with that.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
Man,
ooh, did you put butter on your mashed potatoes?
Yeah, it was had everything on it. It had gravy on it, ooh, too.
I like to say potatoes.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, too, Joe McKenzie. Let's go to Dee Dee. Hey, Dee Dee, what is something that you've never tried?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I never tried crawfish.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm originally from the north, so when I moved down here, when they talking about going to restaurants and getting their crawfish because Texas is good for that, I'm like, what is that?
So I never tried it.
I mean, my kids tried it. Everybody else tried it. But me, personally, I'm like, looking at it, I'm like, no.
Oh, well, you know what?
You need to do it.
Yeah, give it a try. Pinch your tail, suck the head. I think you'd like it. Let's see. Go ahead, Pork Chop.
No, I was just going to say it. So I think since we've all talked about these things that we haven't done yet, for now, like a next bit on the radio show, we need to all do these things. Like, I need to go paintballing, and Liv needs to eat.
The show is going to send me to Australia.
Yeah.
I just don't think I can. I wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Why?
Well, I've always wanted to, like, two things. I've always wanted, earmuff alert. I've always wanted to, like, have a threesome.
Oh. Of course.
How did I know it's going to be something along those lines?
And the other thing is, though, too, it's like nothing wrong with it, but with my partners in life, they've always been white women. But I don't discriminate. I'd always like to be like, what would it be like to be with like a black girl, an Asian girl? Like, I don't know, like a girl from Australia. Like, crikey, admit me. Like, I don't know, something. I would like to see what that's like.
I have a friend who had a threesome, and he said that it was like watching two TVs having two TVs on at once and not being able to watch either one of them.
You know what? I want to give it a try.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.